Hey everyone! Today we're diving deep into the world of stand-up comedy. This isn't just a quick overview. We're going to break down everything you need to know about becoming a successful comedian, from writing your first joke to headlining clubs. Whether you dream of being the next Dave Chappelle or just want to try your hand at local shows, this comprehensive guide will give you the blueprint you need. Before you grab that microphone, you need to understand what makes stand-up comedy unique. It's not just about being the funny person in your friend group. It's about mastering a specific art form that combines writing, performance, timing, and crowd psychology. Here are some of the main elements of stand-up. Immediate audience feedback. Solo performance. Personal narrative. Timing and rhythm. Crowd work and improvisation. Character development. And finally, stage presence. Let's break down different comedians and comedy styles and what we can learn from each. Richard Pryor was a master of physical comedy. He turned personal pain into universal humor, created distinct character voices, and used storytelling to tackle serious issues. George Carlin was a master in using wordplay and language analysis, used social commentary through observation, and had structured bit building and perfect timing and delivery. Joan Rivers used self-deprecating humor, quick wit and audience interaction, topical material, and was a master at breaking taboos. Dave Chappelle uses long-form storytelling, social commentary, character work, and masterful misdirection. Ali Wong is a pro at physical comedy, personal narrative, cultural commentary, and people love her for her strong point of view. Now, let's focus on developing your material. Contrary to popular belief, 90% of comedy happens before you hit the stage. Let's break down the writing process. Starting points for material include: number 1, personal experiences ranging from childhood memories, relationship stories, work situations, family dynamics, and cultural observations. Number 2, observational comedy, including daily irritations, social trends, technology, human behavior patterns, and current events. So let's take a joke structure deep dive. First is the classic setup punchline. An example structure would be first the setup, which establishes the ordinary. Then, the pivot, which creates tension. And finally, the punchline, with a surprising resolution. Second is story-based comedy. Components include character development, scene setting, building tension, multiple punchlines, and callbacks. Third, we have observational comedy. This technique includes identifying a common experience, pointing out the absurdity, escalating the observation, and finally, arriving at a universal resolution. Useful writing exercises for stand-up can help generate ideas. First is the premise game, where you take any ordinary object, list 10 observations, find the unusual angle, and then develop it into a bit. Next is the revision process, which is writing the first draft, identifying key laughs, trimming excess words, strengthening punchlines, and finally, adding act-outs or tags. The comedy journal is also a useful technique and includes daily observations, overheard conversations, weird situations, random thoughts, and news items. Performance development is another important element of stand-up comedy. Stage presence mastery is crucial and encompasses several key factors. First is physical presence, which involves microphone technique, stage movement, body language, facial expressions, and energy control. Second is vocal delivery, which is pace variation, volume control, character voices, accent work, and timing. Finally, presence mastery needs audience interaction, which is crucial and involves reading the room, handling hecklers, crowd work techniques, energy matching, and recovery strategies. Some useful practice techniques for becoming a stand-up comedian include the following. One is mirror work, which is full set run-throughs, facial expression practice, movement rehearsal, and gesture refinement. Two is video analysis, which involves recording all sets, studying body language, monitoring timing, tracking audience reaction, and noting improvement areas. Finally, audio recording can be extremely helpful. You should always analyze your vocal patterns, check your pace, monitor filler words, and perfect timing. Now, let's take a look at actually building your career. The comedy journey can be broken into the years it takes to build a career. In year one, you should attend open mics at a minimum 3 times per week, write 20 minutes of material per day, network with other comedians, study successful acts, and create a strong social media presence. In years 2 through 3, you should develop a 30-minute set, start featuring at clubs, enter comedy competitions, continue to build an online following, and create promotional materials. Years 4 through 5 should involve headlining local clubs, traveling for shows, developing an hour of stage material, building industry connections, and also, you should consider representation at this point in your career. The business of comedy is much like running other businesses. It involves marketing yourself, and you will need professional headshots, a demo video, website development, a social media strategy, and a press kit creation. Networking essentials involve comedy club relationships, comedian connections, industry events, festival submissions, and social media engagement. Revenue streams can come from club performances, corporate shows, college circuit, online content, merchandise, and teaching and/or coaching. There are some advanced techniques that you can use to take your comedy to the next level. One is developing a unique style, which includes finding your voice, creating signature bits, building recurring themes, developing catchphrases, and crafting your persona. Another avenue is advanced writing techniques, and that entails exploring callbacks and callbacks to callbacks, act outs and tags, misdirection mastery, story weaving, and theme building. Finally, crowd work mastery is crucial, and things to explore are safe versus risky approaches, reading audience signals, quick wit development, recovery techniques, and building memorable moments. So after all is said and done, we do need to look at the reality check of pursuing a career in stand-up comedy. The hard truth is that the average time to make it is 7 to 15 years. The typical open mic period to making it big is 1 to 3 years. You will probably need about 2 to 3 side jobs to make it work for yourself, and weekly writing hours required range from about 10 to 20, and monthly shows recommended during this time is 12 to 16. Comedians who have made it big will have success stories, which will include your breakthrough moments, facing your biggest challenges, learning key lessons, collecting crucial career advice, and sharing what they wish they knew. Some essential resources and tools of the trade for aspiring comedians include the following. First is technical equipment, like a portable recorder, a camera for sets, performance lights, a mobile PA system, and recording software. Then you will need to create a digital presence with website platforms, social media management, content creation tools, email marketing, and analytics tracking. Educational resources to help along the way include comedy books, online courses, workshops, podcasts, and YouTube channels. Now I will leave you with some final thoughts and action steps. Your 30-day comedy launch plan should be to 1. Write 5 minutes of material. 2. Attend 3 open mics. 3. Record and analyze performances. 4. Join comedy groups. 5. Create social media accounts. And finally, 6. Build your network. Remember, everyone bombs at first. Success is subjective. Your journey is unique. Persistence beats talent. And keep writing, keep performing. Practice does make perfect. If you're serious about comedy, bookmark this video and refer back to it as you progress. Each section will become more relevant as you develop your skills. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more in-depth comedy guides. Drop a comment below with your comedy goals, and I'll see you in the next video.